Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the International Film Festival in Venice. I'm here with Alessandra Speciale. Hello, Alessandra.
Hello.
The head of the Final Cut in Venice, which is a workshop about work in progress from some specific area in the world, right?
Yes, from Africa and from Arab countries.
This year it was like from the 7th to the 9th of September, and it was like a special edition. Like everything has been very special this year, actually. So, so because it was all online. Well, part of it was online, and you have like a limited number of projects compared to the other years, isn't it?
It was a hybrid mode. Some people was physically here in Venice, and some other online. So it was a big challenge for us because it was the first time to have this kind of professional meeting held in this way. The projects were the same, so always six projects. But we didn't have a screening, a normal screening in theater as we had in the last edition. This edition, we did eight editions, so it's a well established workshop now. And we were used to have the Sala Paginetti, fantastic. This year, only screening on festival scope, so it was a little bit different for our audience.
And listen, how did it go? This new version online.
Okay, it went quite well. At the beginning, some problem only because of the weather. Because when we started, there was a terrible storm, so everybody was stuck in the hotel. So also the physical part of the workshop at the beginning was online because of the weather. But then it was very very good, and the people who came. Our supporters, because we invited only the supporters and we didn't invite the project because we wanted to be very democratic, and filmmakers they couldn't come because of they were coming from some region, so there were problems because of COVID. So we decided better don't invite the filmmaker, don't make any difference between them, but we invited the supporters. And for the supporters was, professional people used to go to festival and so on. It was the first festival after a long time.
Oh yes, so, this was a big thing.
Yes, this was big thing and a really big emotion and, the idea to restart and to rebirth and to start again to work, the atmosphere was very good, and I like it a lot.
I want to ask you: you have like six projects, three are like fiction, and three are documentaries. How does the selection work?
The selection work was this year more or less as the last year. So we select usually between 60 and 50 projects. This year we received 55 projects in different stage of post-production. Some of them they have just started the editing, and some others the editing was they were picture lock and they just need some post-production. Usually we put it all together and we try to select and to have the six best films, and we don't mind if it's an early stage or a final stage. The important thing is that we have to receive images and to see, at least 40 minutes. They are all feature films, so at least 40 minutes. And this year we were lucky because we could screen the full length of the films, We have a quite complete work in progress, and some of them are more advanced and others a little bit in the early stage. And we had also a balance. We didn't look for a balance. I mean, we just look for films that we like and to have a very big quality. And this year we were lucky because we had three documentaries and three fiction films. So it was a good balance. Also, two women directors, and that's not so, that doesn't happen so often, you know, from these countries who have a balance also in terms of genre. So I personally was very happy. And then what else? Two films from Lebanon.
Yeah, so I was reading the list. Exactly, one each kind. One in fiction and one in documentary.
Yes. Yeah, and unfortunately this year we didn't have any good films from sub-Saharan Africa. I'm really close to this part of Africa, you know. I mean, I've been working for African cinema since a long time, and I'm also very attentive on what is going on in this part of Africa, but this year we didn't receive nothing, but it's normal, it can happen. So we decided to select only Arab films from the north of Africa, of course, from the Middle East. So we had two films from Lebanon, and actually they got prizes, and then one film from Tunisia, two films from Algeria, that is very rare because Algeria is not a big production, so and the two first works. So two new talents, you know, arriving in the big world of cinema, and then a film from Syria, a documentary, very strong, Our Choices. Only three films got prizes, not because the other ones they didn't need it or they didn't deserve it, but because we always try to put the prizes all together, to combine the prizes and to give a real and concrete help to the films.
Yeah, right. Makes
sense. In this way, these three films can really finish, you know, complete their post production.
And especially having a life after that, because prizes are award. I mean, the prizes you give are always also price that helps the distribution and the promotion, which is very important, not only just finishing the film but being able to sell it and to have it going around the world. Otherwise it would be pointless.
Yeah, the prizes, of course, say we give prizes, really technical prizes, like a color correction or sound mixing. Some other prizes are cash prizes, and it's always helpful. And then other and other prizes, you know, yes, to start to help the distribution, the promotion of the film. And then we have the Biennale prizes. The Biennale Prize, and that's the most important prize of 5,000 euros. And we have a special jury every year, a special jury to give this prize. That this year was composed by Marie-Pierre Massia of MPM Film, Antonio Medici from BIM Distribution in Italy, and Michel Zana from Sophie Dulac Distribution. And they gave the prize to the film, to the Lebanese film Harvest by Eli Daguerre, first work. Eli has been working a long time on this project. I met him many years ago with this project in Dubai, and is a very talented filmmaker. He got a prize in Cannes with a short film, and then for many years he was working, you know, to try to build the budget for his film. I'm so happy that now he got the Biennale Prize. I'm sure that it will help him a lot to promote his film and to have a very, very strong world premiere in a big festival. I hope so.
Well, Alessandra, your work, I mean, the work that you do is really important, because actually, besides helping some regional cinema that is not very strong on the world, it helps us to find new talent, to discover new talent that we couldn't find if the Final Cut in Venice was not happening. So we thank you for that. We thank you for having been with us at, here at FRED, even through the telephone, which it worked. So thank you very much to Alessandro Speciale, the head of the Final Cut in Venice. Thank you. I'm Angelo Cerbi for FRED Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.